Exercise 4, page 10. Speaker 1.
After graduation, I went to work for a company that designed video games. It was a good job, but I had a really long commute. Some days I was on the road for 4 hours. Then my husband and I decided to start our own business, a business that tests video games. Okay, so we're not making a lot of money right now, but we've only been doing it for 3 months. We're hopeful. And I must say, it's wonderful working from home.
Speaker 2.
Initially, I had a hard time getting Mum to agree, but in the end, with Dad's help, I finally persuaded her to let me take the job. I can understand why she wasn't happy about me working. She was worried that my grades might suffer. My grades are still fantastic because I only work weekends. I always put school first, especially when I have exams. I like my job, but school is my priority.
Speaker 3.
When I was at uni, there were times when I was so tired of studying. It seemed it was all I ever did. That and exams, of course. Well, all those hours and hours with my nose in a book have paid off. I graduated with a really high grade, and 2 months ago I landed a job at one of the best advertising agencies in the city. I've been given a company car, full health benefits, and my salary? Well, let's just say it isn't going to take me very long to pay back my student loans.
Speaker 4.
I don't make a fortune, so what? Money can't buy happiness. I've got a great job and it pays me enough to live on. That's enough for me. How many people can say they look forward to going to work every morning? Not many, right? Well, as far as I'm concerned, I've got the perfect job. Doing something you love makes work feel both easy and enjoyable. At the end of the day, it can even mean a happier life.